T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The NFL has changed a whole lot since then. We know that, Andy. And from what we're seeing, and we've been talking about this player power movement, and it's becoming a thing, man.
Yeah, that was a completely unintentional transition there as well. We did not intend on talking about the 1988 player strike to get into what's happening this offseason, but I think it's a reasonable transition. It is a very different day in the NFL, and I think this offseason has been, I don't know, it's been the most unique that I remember from that perspective. We've already seen number one overall draft pick quarterbacks change cities and traded for one another, and another top draft pick traded last week, and now we've got this Russell Wilson stuff that seems to be real, and it got more real throughout the day yesterday when we were on the air. And I think that there's a handful of different ways to go with it that we want to discuss here to start the show. But I think that the big picture question that Brian Gebhardt threw out there before the show is this good? Like, is what's happening this offseason with all of this movement and all of the possibility of these guys, you know, essentially taking their control and the power of their career into their own hands, is this ultimately a good thing for the NFL?
Well, it's good for the player, because they get to determine, you know, basically what they want to do as far as their legacy. Yeah. You say it's good for the league. I mean, people are going to watch football regardless. This is called it. NFL is going to be top dog no matter what, no matter who's playing quarterback, where, whatever. But if you talk about the league, the 32 owners, the commissioner, the front office people, no, they don't like it. They don't want player power. They want to have the control of these things. They want to determine if a player can leave or go, because they do determine, because they can cut them or all that stuff. So they do have that. And the players are taking it back in a point where, hell, you can release me if I'm not playing. Y'all ain't put a good enough team around me, so I want to get up out of here. You know, and I look at this no trade clause. Remember a couple weeks ago I said, ultimately, for Deshaun to get up out of Houston, he might have to waive his no trade clause and go where they send him. That's the same thing with Russ. The thing with Russ that irritates me is that he don't want to trade. He's not demanding a trade, but here are the four teams that I want to go to if you want to trade. No.
Yes.
No. If I'm going to trade you, I'm going to get the best package possible. And if these four teams ain't giving us the best package possible, then I'm going to send you somewhere as well. But Russ is so smart and so business savvy that he put his no trade clause kicked in this year.
Yes.
You know, so the brother is as smart as he wants to be. And I look at it as, you got to be one of these superstar players in order for this to be a relevant type thing. Because if you're not, they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
Right. I agree with that 100%. I think that if there's any worry of this becoming a slippery slope of, you know, every player in the NFL deciding, well, you're not giving me enough carries, so I want this or that. Like, well, tough break, man. You're our second string running back. That's the way that it works. When you are Deshaun Watson or you are Russell Wilson, you are one of these guys, and Matthew Stafford in Detroit was able to get his way earlier this offseason, then I think you can dictate it in a different way. And I'm with you as far as what Russell Wilson is doing here. Like, a lot of times people love to use the phrase, we're playing chess, not checkers. And usually they're not. Usually they're playing checkers too. Like, this is actually a chess move. He said, no, you know, I don't necessarily need to be traded. You don't have to trade me. But if you don't trade me, I need more input on what we do with the offense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.